Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I wish I could tell you, Susie, that there haven't been moments where I have doubted. I wish I could tell you that there's never been any moments where I gave in to, you know, the pressures of living for the approval of other people. But there have been moments where I've strayed from that commitment that I made that night, and I strayed from that promise. But God has been so faithful in my life, I can look back at times like that moment, and realize that God is a faithful God, and I can trust Him. And man, that just makes all the difference in the world, I think.
I love that about Him. I always say it's amazing He'll use me on a Monday knowing I'm going to blow it on a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's so good.
It's so true. Mm. It's so true.
Mm. Well, I love this from your book. You wrote that most of the time we don't really have a fear problem. We have a trust problem. When we focus on our fears, we stop focusing on God. We assume a position in the universe that we don't own. I mean, Pete, we could spend the hour on that. So I want you to talk about it's not so much a fear problem. Underneath it, it's a trust problem, and focusing on our fears takes our focus off of God, and it puts us in a position that God never intended for us. Unpack that, if you would.
Yeah, you know, I referenced this a little bit in the beginning of the interview, but I really thought I was going to write a book on fear, and at the end of the day, this book is really a lot more about trust. What I think Scripture tries to indicate throughout is the focus throughout Scripture is not so much that we should fear less, it's that we should trust God more. And I've really seen that in my own life, that, you know, fear isn't the problem. Again, I think that fear, I don't think fear is ever going to go away. I think fear and growth are a package deal. So if you're growing in your life, if you're growing in your walk with the Lord, I believe what that means is you're often moving into new territory. And we see this all the time. People who are walking with the Lord, God called them to things that were far beyond their own ability. So they were continually being put in a position where they had to trust, where they had to lean into Him. And so I don't think fear is the problem. I think fear, you know, in fact, I think almost everything God calls you to do initially is going to involve a level of fear. We see mm-hmm. that all the way throughout Scripture.
Indeed.
The problem is when you allow that fear to paralyze you, when you allow that fear to isolate you, instead of it becoming the fuel that pushes you into a deeper relationship with God, that's when it becomes a destructive thing. Fear in and of itself is not a bad thing, and I think it can usually be a catalyst, it can be a prompt to trust in God in new and in deeper ways.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.